Welcome to the TTAT experience. This is not just a regular podcast. This is an experience. We're come on this journey with us.
Yeah, like Tony Robbins.
Yeah. All right. So the first thing I'd like to say is my name is Tommy, and I am 5'9". I'm a kid from Houston, Texas. I can't wait till I'm 6 foot so I can flex on all y'all except Tony.
Yeah, because
Tony's
I'm
like 7 feet. We got our boy Tommy, Tom over here, or Tom Raps Beast, what his name was on Musical.ly back in his Musical.ly days.
Wait, really?
Tell us something about yourself.
My name's Tom. I love music. I love playing basketball, and I like reading articles about pop culture and rap industry news.
Not gonna lie, this kid has broken me multiple times in basketball.
Multiple
times. All right, Andrew, introduce yourself.
I'm Andrew. I'm really weird. I got like two dragons, a time traveling thing.
I've seen his time machine. It's beautiful, man.
I'm really rich because I can also pause time and just do whatever I want.
Just pause the weekends.
Just gets to enjoy his weekends all the time.
I got one dragon, double-headed dragon.
No, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Noxos and
two personalities.
Mixed personalities. Well, speaking of that, we're going to get into some wine and Melly news in a little. Tony, how about you introduce yourself?
My name's Tony, very, very tall kid, taller than Tommy. Like KFC, I like playing video games, trying to get sleep that I don't get, and being me, so...
All right, cool.
Being mean?
Okay.
A meme.
So our first thing is we're going to be playing some, just so you kind of get to know us and know our personalities, we're going to play Would You Rather. So basically, if you don't know what Would You Rather is, you probably have never had a childhood. I think most red-blooded humans on this earth have played Would You Rather in some form or other. So we're just gonna hop right into this. So basically, would you rather be rich and have no friends, or poor and have as many friends as you want? Andrew, you quick.
Poor and has as many friends as you want, because then when you officially have no money, your friends will probably be richer than you.
Explain. Wait, what do you mean?
Your friends will probably richer you so that they can loan you money.
I'd rather just be rich and have no friends, because that's how I already am, so...
I'd probably...
rich and have no friends. Rich and sad.
I'd probably be poor and have a lot of friends, because I'd have lots of relationships and live a happy life.
I mean, I've never been in a relationship in first, so...
I mean, let's kind of get into
about
this. Can money buy you happiness?
No.
100%.
What?
Does ice cream make you happy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you buy that?
Can you buy ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, but think about this. It's not the money that makes you happiness. It's your choices. Like, if you just get $1 million, just buy a house in the middle of nowhere, you're not going to be happy.
How would you not be happy? What if someone likes being in the middle of nowhere in Shrek Swamp?
Shrek is not lonely. He's got Donkey.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying anything about... Shrek's not lonely. He has three kids. Farkle, Fergus, and Felicia.
I don't know what that is.
Farkle, Fergus, and Felicia.
He's also got problems, too, like Lord Farquaad.
Yeah.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, yeah.
Well, honestly, I would say probably... I would go poor and a lot of friends. Because then again, if you're rich... I mean, if you are rich, you'd probably have some friends, but they would all be fake, and you would never truly know what a real relationship feels like.
True. Well, I mean, I'd just rather be rich and then not have any friends, because guess what? That's how it is already, so...
You have us, Tony.
You have us, Tony. We're your friends. We love you, bro.
Now, that just sounds gay.
Hashtag not in a gay way, though. But there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with that, man. Because it's 2019.
It's just not me. That's it.
It's not you.
If you say no homo, it's not homo.
It's, bro. It's what's wrong with it, bro. Faux homo.
All right, next question.
We're going to get controversial. All right. If you could meet any three people out of anybody in history, who would you meet?
Ooh. That's okay. First of all, I would be probably...
All of my stuff would be music-centered.
I'd be Isaiah Thomas, basketball player. For a rapper, I would probably be...
So you're Travis just sectioning Scott. It off? Yeah.
I'd be Travis Scott for a rapper.
Yeah.
And I'd probably be Bill Gates for the last part. Because he's rich.
That's a good... Because he's rich. Because he has money.
Because he has money.
Wait, probably, how many people well, do I get
three,
to pick?
Three.
All right.
The three. Are you going to go? Or
I'm
going to
go. Okay. All right. So my first one is Quentin Tarantino because he is my Lord and Savior.
He's your Lord and Savior,
my second
Quentin
one
Tarantino.
Because I want to meet my dad. And my third Whoa, one.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold up. You know your dad, right?
Nope.
Oh, but isn't your mom a dragon?
Yeah, my mom's a dragon. My
but what
when
was
I was
dad?
Born, my dad just went
wasn't
ghost
your dad,
mode.
Wasn't your dad a donkey?
Yeah, he ran away.
A donkey ran away, man. Yeah. No, you actually do have a dad. His name is Ted Calamiris, and his address is...
Address? Blank.
Jenny's Jump Drive.
Sterling
10401 Jenny's Jump Drive.
Wait.
Sterling Estates.
Pull up
to his house.
No.
Well, yeah. So, Tony, what did you say? Top three people. Oh, wait, Andrew, you have one more person to pick.
Oh, yeah. I gotta choose anybody, right?
Anybody.
Timmy Turner.
That's self-explanatory. Timmy Turner could be, like, your best friend ever.
Good.
All right, Tony.
Timmy Turner, Jimmy Neutron, and Elon Musk.
Can't take mine.
Huh.
Oh, okay. If I can't choose Timmy Turner, okay. Barack Obama.
All right. That's a solid
answer. You know what
answer.
I say? All right. Travis Scott. You can choose a dead person, right?
Yeah.
X.
I'll do Travis Scott. No, I'm
oh,
not
wait,
doing
actually,
X. Travis Scott.
Not Jimmy Neutron. Instead, I'm choosing
Travis Scott,
X.
Wilt Chamberlain, and Kanye West.
None of those people are dead.
No, Wilt Chamberlain's dead, stupid.
He is?
Yes, he's been dead.
Where
for a while.
Did he die?
He died a while back. Probably not in 1999.
Well, he was a really good
He played in, like, the
player.
70s, dog.
He was really good.
He's very good. Very good basketball player. Rest in peace, Will. Honestly, I have very strong feelings. I think he was one of the greatest of all time.
It's Shaq times two.
No, yeah. He's way more. I would say he's way more.
No,
he's more skilled than Shaq. Yeah. Shaq is just a big dude. He can take it up.
Yeah, Shaq used
I'm not saying Shaq is not talented, but all he can do is take it up. He can't even shoot a free throw. Wilt could do all of that. He could shoot somewhat.
Yeah, now all can dunk is Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, and Wilt also had that insane scoring record. That's insane. All right, now we're going to say, if you could eat at one restaurant for the rest of your life, where would you eat? I know
Golden
where Tom's going to eat.
Corral.
Payway. Tom's going to eat at Payway. All right, I have a story about
Golden
Payway.
Golden Corral, that's where I'm going. Free pizza, free meat. Yeah.
Free? Whoever said it was free?
I mean, I'm not paying for it, so...
All right. So, I have a funny story about Payway. So, me, Tom, Andrew, and our friend JC went into Payway one time. And there was a girl who's up front. And she was kind of difficult because...
So, we were waiting, like, at least an hour for her to, like, take our order. And there was only, like, two people on the line, me and my friends.
Yeah, they were just kind of talking.
And she was sassy.
So, and then,
you know
so
I mean?
Like, once she came up to me, she was like, "What would you like, baby?" And then I told her my order and my friend's order, and then I pulled out my card, I swiped it, and then she told her, put
She said, "You can put your card up now." Held it over his head in the middle of the restaurant. You can't even make this up. He's like, "You can put your card up now."
So I put it up.
He takes it, puts it above his
and
head like he's like
said.
He's harnessing the power of the gods.
She keeps on saying, "No, put it up." I'm like, "It is up." And then she's like, "No, put it up." And then my friend just told me like,
you can put your card away.
Put your card away. I'm like, oh, well, you should just said that. So
wait.
And then also, my friend JC, I don't know what he was thinking about that day. He can't do math well.
Oh,
so we, I went up to pay, and I paid with like a $40.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to get this certain amount of. Amount of change back. There. currently, teachers, I'm about to come in.
Alright, keep on explaining.
Alright, keep on. So basically, oh yeah, did I tell y'all that we're in a classroom and we're not allowed to be doing this? We're rebels, rebel gang. But,
Don't even.
But, yeah, so we went up to pay, and I paid for the whole thing, and JC somehow thought that he was supposed to get change, so he took the $5, and he's like, I'm like, wait a minute, what? He's like, and then he comes up with some weird math equation. I'm like, dude, you didn't pay.
He's like, 40 subtracted by 20 is 8, so it's my change.
He just made up some stuff. And then the lady up front yelled at him. She's like, are you trying to con this man? And she goes, like, super angry, and she's like, because we can take this outside. And JC's like, here's your money back. But then, yeah, and then we had I ordered sushi, and the sushi was like butt cheeks. It wasn't that good.
No, what? How?
It was not good. I don't like it.
I honestly liked mine.
But I had orange chicken and rice stacked on top of each other.
It's good in some ways, but like rice, it's not that good. But
my
back
favorite
to the
restaurant rice. To eat at for the rest of my life would probably also be All Star Burger.
All Star, sponsor us. We will get y'all many, many, many customers. All Star, if you sponsor us, you don't even have to sponsor us, man. Just give us free burgers, and we'll make sure that y'all keep making money.
Yeah. And the only reason why is because there's like salads, tuna burgers, fries,
tuna burgers,
milkshakes. Oh, not tuna burgers. That's nasty.
Okay. Right. Then.
And there's like really good shakes and yeah.
Their burgers are pretty bomb. Very greasy.
Oh, wait,
you
burgers. Know what? Instead of going Corral, I'm choosing KFC.
All right, Tony chooses KFC then. All right.
It's not a surprise. All right, don't get mad at me. Y'all are gonna get mad at me. I'm gonna choose. All right, before you say anything, I'm gonna explain why.
Let us guess.
All right.
I guess P. Terry's.
No.
Hat
Creek. No.
Chick-fil-A.
No.
What?
It's all right. Don't get mad. Well, let me explain. Let me. It's P. F. Chang's. But before I say anything, their edamame is godly.
I might face some backlash. I don't I'm not a big fan of edamame.
Edamame fiend. That stuff is just so good to me. I don't know
Chinese
why. It's
food
just so good.
It's good for me.
I like it. I don't know about
I've
y'all,
never
but
been,
I love
so.
It.
I've never been.
And their orange chicken is just
the rice is stale.
It makes it chokes me. But
I honestly like Chinatown a little better.
The rice tastes like plastic, but their orange chicken on edamame, can't get enough of it.
Dang. I'm going to have to go with silence your phone, boy. All right, I'm going to have to go with Torchy's. This is hard.
Is it Taco Deli or Torchy's?
Oh, dude, that should just be a question in itself. Yeah. Oh, this is going to suck. All right, I might go
just go Taco Deli and
alright, fine. There's a restaurant that's like used to be an OG that my family would eat at every day.
Popeyes.
It's a Mexican restaurant, and it was made like it was an old house, and it closed down, and we loved it so much we went to the closing of it, and their enchiladas were, bro, if I could just revive that restaurant and pay like $1 million, I would, man. For their enchiladas were so good. Like, actually, they were the greatest thing. You know what? For the next question, I'm going to do this. Taco Deli or Torchy's Tacos? Nah.
Taco Deli.
Torchy's. If we're talking queso, I'd go Torchy's.
Yeah, Torchy's.
Yeah.
But for Taco?
Tacos and
Taco Deli. Yeah, Taco Deli.
Taco Deli.
But for side things, Torchy's.
No, but y'all haven't tried the Roja salsa from Taco Deli. That stuff's fire. Taco Deli.
Y'all know what?
Sponsor us. If you sponsor
their hot sauce is fire, pun intended.
No, their hot sauce is fuego. Muy fuego. Yeah. So good.
Look, I'm about to probably make this whole like channel a bust with trying to say this, but I've never been to either.
Oh,
what? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm actually serious. I've never been to either.
Bro.
No, we got Torchy's that one day when... Oh, wait, no.
We never got Torchy's, dog.
That was in session one.
All right,
when we went to that hotel.
Let's move on to the next question.
It's not a hotel. That's her house, bro.
Whatever. No, it was her apartment, but... Whatever. All right. I got Torchy's.
Well, I've never been, so...
For real?
Well, so Tony's never been to...
I mean, I've at least been to Taco Bell 3 times.
Taco Bell isn't...
I've been to Taco Bell more than 100 times.
I've only been 3 times, so...
Bro,
And the first time was actually...
Where do you get your tacos? How do you even like tacos if you never... If you've only been
I have a Mexican family that cooks it.
If you could... Alright, bro, I'm gonna be... I'm so hungry. That's why I'm thinking these questions. Any type of food for the rest of your life. Mexican, French, American, Korean, Japanian or whatever. I don't even know.
Japanese.
Wait, Japanese.
Japanian, okay.
African.
Well...
Anything.
Okay, whichever KFC is in, I'm going for that one.
Well,
that's American.
That's probably American.
That's okay.
Probably
American,
yeah. American. I probably
bro, Mexican.
Think French, because you're
what?
From the bread. I'm from France. The bread is really good. There's actually some burgers that are like really, really good.
Boring. No, I mean that's I can see it. I don't try very much French food. I'm not a big sweet guy. I hear a lot of their dishes are sweet, right? Correct?
I'm not really sure, to be honest.
Bro, then why are you... Miss me with that, right? But I'm going to say this. Mexican food is just... There's so much of it. There's enchiladas, tacos. There's different type of enchiladas. Every time you get one thing, it's another thing inside of another thing. There's salsa. There's queso. It's all just awesome, man.
Yeah.
Fish tacos.
As long as they're
continuing
KFC.
Bro. All right, Andrew. Speak all right, your
yeah,
mind.
No, mine's not. Mine's no surprise. It's Chinese food.
Yeah.
All right. This is our last question.
All right, make it good.
Make it good.
That's a
trick. Our last question is, who is going to sponsor us? No, This is a very big question. Is Old Town Road country or rap or just nothing? We're doing country or country or rap. Is Old Town Road country or rap? You have to choose one.
It's a rap beat with a country rapper / singer. I don't know.
Bro,
I'd say country.
But no. Oh,
yeah.
If you're from Texas, or any area and you've heard actual country, that's country.
That's way different.
Like, I don't even listen to country very much, you can tell when something is real country and something is really not. Cuz like, I know this song was mainly intended. It was made by a rapper. It is in the rapper's name. And also, I've never heard a country song that's like that has like 808s in it. That's not a real thing. And honestly, then when they added Billy Ray Cyrus, that made it a little bit more, but I don't know. I would say it's a rap song.
Yeah. Well, That was our podcast.
Thank you for listening.
15 minutes long, but we're Gucci up in here.
Yeah, we're Gucci up in here, man. Hit us up if you want us to have longer. Hit us up if you want to be a sponsor, 100%.
Yeah.
But also, hit us up if...
You want longer videos or shorter?
Yeah, longer podcasts or
better
shorter podcasts.
Podcasts.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for taking this journey with us. Bye.